Welcome to Renal Cell Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Robert Motzer for his perspective on new systemic strategies and management of this disease, and he began our conversation by providing an overview of the current impact from a public health perspective.
Renal cell carcinoma afflicts about 50,000 people each year in the United States. It's the eighth most common cancer in men. It usually occurs in individuals in their 60s, and it's predominantly a male cancer with a male-female ratio of approximately 2-1. The standard treatment for renal cell carcinoma has been, for many years, surgery with surgical resection of the kidney primary tumor being the cornerstone of management and curative therapy for people that have localized disease. One of the difficulties with renal cell carcinoma is that it's considered one of these silent cancers, and there aren't symptoms that lead to early diagnosis. So for that reason, many patients present with advanced metastatic disease at initial diagnosis or may relapse with metastasis following a nephrectomy. For those individuals, for many years, this was considered to be a very difficult cancer to treat. Many different chemotherapy drugs were tried, and none of them provided clinical benefit to patients. It was always considered as the model for the resistant cancer to chemotherapy. Until recently, the mainstay of systemic treatment for metastasis was immunotherapy with the cytokines interferon and interleukin-2. Both of these were recognized as having some level of activity in the 1980s, and until recently remained really the only agents that showed activity in this disease. In the 1990s, through careful work by laboratory-based physicians, it was recognized that there is a gene that's frequently mutated in renal cell carcinoma. It's called the von Hippel-Lindau gene. It was originally discovered by characterization of tumors in a rare familial form of renal cell cancer, but it was recognized, and more than three-quarters of sporadic renal cell cancer, there's inactivation of this gene. The downstream effects of the gene are to prevent tumor growth and blood vessel formation, or angiogenesis. So as angiogenic targeted therapies were developed, it was recognized that this would be clearly a cancer which these should be studied in. And that's really the treatments that are paying off and have been now implemented in standard of care and represent progress for this malignancy.